This is WLRN's Sunday Breakfast with the Arts. I'm Caroline Brader Watts. Each week, I'll bring you stories and conversations from South Florida's arts community. The South Florida Science Center and Aquarium in West Palm Beach has had a banner year. The facility was remodeled and reimagined, and its recent Titanic exhibition was the most successful one in the center's 50-plus year history. This summer, the spotlight is on mazes, and COO Kata Rizza sounded as excited as her young visitors about what you can explore.
We brought this exhibit in here for the summer is because school's out for the summer. We're going to have a lot of kids in here, a lot of families visiting, things like that. We needed a really fun, hands-on exhibit, and this perfectly fit the bill. So that's the reason why we chose this particular exhibit for the summer. But also, it really complements everything that we have here in the Science Center. We are a place where we want people to come and touch things.
Bubble, look, the light is starting to turn like colors. I think it goes faster and faster. The faster it gets, the more color it goes. Look, it's not waiting.
This summer, we have a brand new exhibit called Mazes. This is an exhibit that's unlike anything we've ever had here at the Science Center. This is completely hands-on, minds-on fun for the whole family. It has a 2,000 square foot maze itself in which families can get lost trying to twist and turn and find your way around the next corner. The rest of the exhibit is 3,000 square feet of mind-bending, hands-on, body-bending fun. It's kind of like a twister where you get to find your way through a maze. It also has places where kids can create their own maze and crawl through it. It has small puzzles, it has big puzzles, really something for everyone in this exhibit. You literally can get to walk through a maze. You get to crawl through a maze. We have ropes. It's kind of like a mini ropes course set up that you get to crawl through the maze. It also has buildings that are mazes, so you get to create your own building that's a maze. But other than that, it has really cool historical facts on mazes that a lot of adults like to sit and read. What is the history of mazes? How do mazes get used in other countries for fun and things like that? So it really has an educational value. Value too, besides being so much fun. So right here, this is a gallery that's Maze Master is the name of it. It's actually a component in which kids get to essentially build their own maze with these 5-foot pieces. They can create their own maze, and then they get to challenge their friends to try and crawl through their maze and get to the finish line. So another good component of inside the actual large maze, it has lots of illusions and different visual perceptions and things like that. So around different corners, you can see, well, where is a woman's face hidden inside this picture? Or is this cube on the front or the back shaded area? So there's lots of different things that you may see something one way, but your friend standing right next to you may see something completely different. And guess what? Both are the right answers.
Mazes runs through the fall at the South Florida Science Center and Aquarium. And for more information, you can visit sfsciencecenter.org. You can also follow me on Twitter @ArtsRadio for WLRN. I'm Caroline Brader Watts.